Is this the newest recruit? Are you serious? This is what you bring me? This is what you have to offer me? This person? I know for a fact they can't do what I need them to. They're so breakable. We all know whores like this are only good for their holes. They aren't much better than a needy pet. I swear, the only people I hire are incapable of giving me what I need. I told you to hire someone strong. Someone that is capable of killing someone with their bare hands, and you bring me this cheap slut. Do you ever wonder why there are so many of them around these parts? It's because all they do is fuck. They don't have any skills other than being able to take whatever someone puts inside them well. And you. You disrespect me by bringing me one saying they could do what I need them to do. Get out. Get the fuck out, and don't let me hear your voice for the rest of the day. You should be lucky you aren't gutted on the floor. I swear, when I told them to bring me someone capable, I assumed they were going to bring me someone that had experience. But he brought me you instead. He's such a disappointment. Well, since you're here, no harm in talking with you a bit, is there? The thing he did right was bringing me such a cute face. Maybe the two of us can have some fun together despite his great failure. I can understand why he brought you to me. You've got a fire in your eyes. Like you've been through some shit. With a body and a face like yours. No wonder he got distracted and brought you to me. He knows how much I like pretty, breakable things like yourself. Go on. Take a seat. I won't bite. Not on the chair, my dear. On my lap. A pretty thing like you deserves the best seat in the house, and quite frankly, is there any place better than the boss's lap? That's it. You're doing good. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm sure you've done this hundreds of times. Laying the deer caught in headlights as you slink towards a big, strong person who is asking for your attention. I bet you thrive on it. Being the entire focus of someone else's world. A lot of whores do. Makes them feel like they're worth more than they really are. That's better, isn't it? My lap is so much comfier than one of those leather chairs. A person with your type of attractiveness deserves a seat just as gorgeous as you. I like how you feel in my lap. Your weight is a nice pressure. I get to admire you up close. It would be such a waste if you came all this way to me and ended up leaving without anything. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I can't hire you for the job I was looking for. I needed a new hitman. You. You're much too delicate for that. You were meant to be admired. Not do harsh, dirty work like that. It wouldn't be befitting of a beauty such as yours. You're more suited to be a house pet, aren't you? There's no reason to get flustered at that, sweetheart. It's just the two of us. We both know what you are. What you like to do. You like to have things shoved in your holes, don't you? That pretty mouth of yours. I bet it would look so good wrapped around something. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe my gun? Maybe a cock? I bet you're a natural at sucking whatever enters your mouth. But don't worry, I'm not gonna make you do that. My boys don't get a reward as special as you, unless they're good. But clearly they were naughty. I'm going to have to give them a firm punishment once you leave. But you, Dollface, you've done nothing wrong. I'm sure you're great at eating pussy as well, but I'm really not in the mood for that. It wouldn't be fair to you. I'm sure you make the cutest noises when your face is lapping at a wet pussy, but I want that free so I can hear all your noises unabashed. Nothing muting them. Don't flinch. It's just my hand brushing against your thigh, stroking the inside of it. Nothing more. Oh, you're clearly of an inferior stock. The way you jump at sudden movements, your eyes darting around the room. Precious little thing can't even make eye contact with me. It's a good thing you have a cute face, because that's really all you have going for you. You wouldn't make it a day working with me, but you would last very long working underneath me. That's what you're good at, isn't it? You're a star when it comes to laying on your back and spreading your legs, aren't you? Oh, you don't have to hide from me. I know what you are. I know you're a whore. That's why you came with my boy when he offered you a job, isn't it? You thought he was a John and wanted a quick fuck. Didn't realize you were stepping into the lion's den. That's okay. We all make mistakes. It's obvious you don't have much of a brain, but then again, it wouldn't get any use even if you had one. It seems someone has a very sensitive neck. That's good to know. Do you like how my kisses feel? I know where they would feel better. Look at me. Good pet. Glad to see you can take an order. Now lean down and kiss your master. That's a good pet. See? I'm not mean. I can be very nice. I like to take care of my things. While I don't want to hire you for anything, you're much too fragile for that. I want to keep you. Like I said, you are much more suited to be a pet. So, why don't I put you through a little test? And if you can do what I say, prove to me that you can follow orders and be good for master, then I'll take care of you. How does that sound? You'll stay by my side, do whatever I say, be obedient. Wouldn't that be fun? It would be a much better life than the one you have. You would be cherished. You would be loved. Don't you want that, sweetheart? I can feel it. You just want someone to hold you. Tell you how perfect you are. How amazing you are. How loved you are. I can do all of that. You just have to agree to go through with the test. Prove you'll be mine. What do you say? Okay. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. It seems that while you're dumb, you know not to pass up a golden opportunity like this. It's not like you are going to be your average run-of-the-mill streetwalker. No. So, you're going to start by getting off my lap, undressing, and kneeling. Go on. That's it. Slide off my lap. Good. There you go. Now start taking off your clothes. Faster than that. I'm getting impatient. If you pass the test, it'll be easier to get naked on command. I'll make sure you only wear lingerie unless we're going out or you're going to be seen. After all, I don't want people seeing what's mine. Good. Now I want you to touch yourself, but you're going to follow my instructions. You will not stray. Do you understand? Good. Now, how do I want you to start? Oh, I know. Start by running your hands up and down your body. Yeah, like that. I want you to try to get me to touch you. I don't want you to touch between your legs, not yet. You're gonna feel your body up and down, like you're trying to entice me, enchant me. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just like that, doll face. Good, good. Now roll your hips a bit. That's it. Very good. Pretend that you are trying to get my strap. What color do you think it is? Do you think I have something flesh colored? Do you think it's black? Purple? Pink? How big do you think it is? 6 inches? 7? 12? And how thick? Do you think it's as thick as my arm? Do you think it's skinny? Do you think it's average? Whatever it is, I'm sure you want it inside you, don't you? The way you're grinding those hips. I bet you're imagining touching yourself as you bounce up and down my strap just like a good little whore, aren't you? Come on. I told you to entice me. I told you to try to get me to fuck you. Don't you want that? Don't you want this opportunity? Come on, little sluts. That's it. I want you to move your hands up your body into your nipples and start playing with them. Make them into nice little hardened buds for me. All while you keep moving up and down, writhing around, trying to get me to fuck you, bouncing up and down and working those thighs. So good. That's it. That's it, doll face. Come on. Keep touching yourself. Keep playing with your nipples. Let me see how they look hard. Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? You like being the center of attention, don't you? You like how I'm looking at you? Like you're the only thing in the fucking world? How does it feel knowing that these eyes are staring at you so intensely? I've seen dead bodies. I've killed men. I've been splattered in blood. And yet, I'm looking at you right here in person. These same eyes are watching you with a type of lust. Not the bloodlust I normally feel, no. Something more carnal. Look at you. I bet that gets you so fucking turned on, knowing that. Knowing you're in the presence of such a dangerous individual. Come on. Really? Try to get me to fuck you? If you're trying to, you're not doing a good enough job. Why don't we amp it up a little bit? Come on. Crawl to me. Crawl to me, dollface. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you really are a good pet. Position yourself right on top of my boot. Make sure you can grind against it. Oh, I'm sure you know what's coming, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. Your brain, it's a little bit wired to sex, isn't it? What I want you to do is I want you to start humping my boots. This is how you're gonna get off. This is going to show me if you are worthy of working underneath me. What do you think? Think you can do it? Think you can get off on these boots? Yeah, that's it. Go on. Hump it. Just like the pet you are. Really no more than a dog at this point. Go on. Bark for me, little puppy. I love that. Love that you bark on command. You're doing your best to be obedient to please me, aren't you? I wonder if you can feel my gun. It's right there in the tip of my heel. Well, not that part, but it's hanging out the side, right there by the zipper. I bet if you tried hard enough, you could feel it with your hands. Go on, grab my boot, feel for my gun, and hump it. Hump my fucking boot like the dirty little dog you are. Yeah, that's it. That's a good little slut. Look at you. So good. You're putting on a really nice show for me, I must say. I finally started to get turned on. Isn't that nice? Knowing that you're having this effect on me? I might have to ask you to clean my leather pants afterwards. Wouldn't want them to stain. Yeah, that's it. That's it, darling. Go on. Keep grinding against it. It feels good, doesn't it? Knowing the pleasure you're getting from me. This scary person. I could so easily just take out a knife and put it right against your throat. Watch you hump and your eyes get all big and watery as you try not to slice your neck on it. Oh, I bet you're pretty when you cry. I bet you're even prettier in pain. Should I see? Should I put it to the test? Oh, I bet you would like that, wouldn't you? A little whore like you. A little bit of fear, a little bit of pain. It all feels so good, doesn't it? Go on, bark for me again. It was so funny when you did it the last time. Yeah, that's my little slut. Go on. Keep working your hips. I didn't even tell you to fucking stop. You're gonna be my plaything. You need to know when you can stop. You're not supposed to think for yourself. You're supposed to follow orders and be obedient and be good. Can you not even do that? Should I just kill you on the spot? Should I take out my gun and put it right against your temple and tell you either orgasm or not? Oh, I bet you would like that, wouldn't you? Maybe I could have you suck it. Suck my gun as you hump my boot like the little fucking puppy you are. So desperate to come, so desperate to please me, so fucking desperate to leave here with your goddamn pathetic life. I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm gonna let you walk out of here. All I've told you is that I made a deal with you. If you can get yourself off while doing what I say and please me, I'll keep you around as my pet. Have you be something useful for once in your worthless life? You really think that out there, being a common prostitute, giving it away to anyone who offers you money, is really going to be better than working for me? I'll give you protection, I'll spoil you in presents, and I'll give you all the love and affection that you so desperately crave, that you so desperately need. I know that's what every house pet needs, don't they, little puppy? Oh, look at you, doll face. Look at that. Oh, doing so good for me, aren't you? My good little whore. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Keep grinding against my leather boots. Yeah, keep holding on to it and feeling the gun under your fingers. That's not the only one I'm packing. I'm not gonna tell you where the other ones are. See, a woman like me? There's a lot of people that want me dead, and I'm not gonna risk it. What if you were a spy or something? I'm not gonna risk my life just for some pretty little thing like you. Yeah, that's it. That's it, lovely. Oh, you look so good like this. Such a good little bitch. If you wanted respect, you wouldn't do this, would you? If you wanted someone to actually care about you, you wouldn't be doing this. What you want to be is a glorified pet, a glorified plaything. You're nothing more than something for me to play with, to do what I please with. And what are you going to do? Tell me no? You're not really in the opportunity to do so. You're not in that position. Look who holds all the power. Me. If you told me no, if you told me you didn't want to do this, I could simply kill you and no one's going to search for you. No one's going to care that another streetwalker's dead. This, right here, right now, this is your only fucking opportunity to make your life worth something. To get somebody who's actually going to care about you. Maybe even love you. And we both know that's what you want, isn't it? You're so pathetic and desperate and needy for love and attention and validation that you're willing to do this. That you're willing to hump a boot while barking like a dog. Speaking of which, bark again for me. God, that is hilarious. So fucking well trained. Yeah, go on. Keep humping my boot. Keep grinding against it. Come on, I know you like it. I know you're enjoying fucking my boot. I bet you're even imagining what the heel would feel like inside you, aren't you? I wouldn't start it there. I would start it with your mouth. I would have you suck the tip of the heel and slowly work it all the way back. And only once you could deep throat my 8-inch heel would I put it inside you. And that would be the only lube you're getting, your own fucking spit. You're a whore, you don't deserve anything else. You deserve exactly this. You deserve to be treated like you're worthless and you're nothing. It's what suits you. It's what you deserve. You're so good at it. A good little whore knows their value and their worth and knows just how fucking replaceable they are. That's why they do whatever it takes to stick around and be important. To do whatever it is that their master wants them to do. Because let's face it, you, my precious one, well, you're absolutely stunning. You've got nothing else going for you. No talents, no brain, no respect. That's why you're willing to do all of this. Because you're just trying to prove to someone, anyone, that you have some goddamn value, that you're worth a fucking damn. This is your only chance to do it. So go on, keep grinding. Keep grinding away against my boot because it's the only way you're ever going to make something of yourself. It's the only way you're ever going to be worth a goddamn fucking anything, really. Come on, that's it, little puppy. You're being good for me, at least. At least you're not trying to fight it. At least you're not denying what you are. At least you know how much of a fucking whore you are. How much of a slut you are. I bet you're loving all of this. I mean, you seem to be loving all of it. Just look at you. If I took a picture of yourself, you wouldn't even recognize you. Would anyone? I mean, look at how far you've fallen. Or how far you've come. At least now you have some status. Before, you were just an everyday run-of-the-mill streetwalker, but now you're humping the shoe of the most powerful woman in the city. You have protection. You have my attention. Now all you gotta do is keep it. Make it worth my time to have you as a pet, and you will never, ever want for anything in the world. Oh, come on, my little pet. Yeah, that's it. Are you getting close? You have my permission to come whenever you want. Like I said, I want to see if you're able to come under this amount of stress, this amount of pressure. If you aren't able to come like this, then you really aren't worthy of being mine. I need someone who can come under any situation. What if I want to take my anger out on you? What if I want to get a little feisty and hold a gun to your head as I fuck you with my strap? What if I want to reward my boys with one of your holes? You need to be able to be down for fucking anything, and you need to be able to come while doing it. That's the only way you'll make yourself valuable to me. That's the only way you'll keep a job around these parts. And I know it's not your fault you were brought here by mistake. I know it's not your fault that one of my men was too fucking stupid to get me a hitman. But he does know how much I like pretty, breakable things, and you fit into that column so well. I want to absolutely destroy you. Your face. It's gonna look so beautiful once it's broken. Once that fire in your eyes dulls. Once you're completely mine, I'll get you a collar around your neck so everyone knows who you goddamn belong to. A little puppy like yourself. It's a dangerous world out there. There's going to be people who want to steal you from me, and I can't let that happen. You're a rare find. Someone so beautiful. That's not something that you see every day. Someone so obedient and eager and willing to debase themselves like this. Willing to hump my shoe like they're in goddamn heat. Just like a real dog. You are absolutely perfect for the position I have in mind. All you have to do is come. Come under these circumstances. Come against my leather boots. Orgasm while feeling one of my guns right underneath your hands. Yeah, that's it. Keep looking up at me and keep grinding until you fucking come, because I know you're not gonna disappoint me. You're not gonna not come at this rate. You have come so far. You're not going to just stop now. You're determined. You're eager. You want to be mine, don't you? It'll be such a better life. No more wondering if you're ever gonna have to pay rent. No more wondering where your next meal comes from, no. You're gonna be adopted just like a real pet. Like a real dog. Bark for me. Yeah, that's a good puppy. Oh, I just love how stupid your bark sounds. You're absolutely pathetic and adorable like this. Why don't you come for your master? Show me how fucking grateful you are that I'm saving you, that I'm taking you in, that I am taking you on. Come on. Come for me. Come for me, little puppy. Come for your master. Yeah, that's a good little doggy. Oh, so good. Look at that. You really did prove to be entertaining. That's a good thing. I'm not often entertained by whores, but you, I guess you're the exception. It's good to know that you can orgasm even when you're under such duress. I'm sure that wasn't easy, but good news for you. I'm going to take you in. Change you from a cheap slut that rents out their body into a spoiled and obedient plaything for me. Come up here. Oh, that's it. Don't worry, we're gonna take it slow. Too much change at once is going to hurt your cute little head. I know that there really isn't too much, considering how inferior you are to the rest of us. But, I mean, really? Who would take this kind of deal? Someone desperate. Someone weak. Someone like you. Heaven help you, because you might have just made a deal with the devil. But don't worry. I'm a very loving devil if you happen to please me.
Ivan!
It seems you didn't fuck up as much as I thought you did. I've decided to take on a new house pet. I want you to take them back to the apartment, get them cleaned up, and show them the rules. I have a few more things to attend to. Oh, and one more thing. No touching my sweethearts. Now run along.